Blog Talk Radio. Got you all around me, getting anxious. Leave me, don't look back, it's all about you. In the dark right now, feeling lost, but I like it. Comfort in my sense, not about me. All I got right now, feel a taste of resentment. The more in my skin, it's all about the stain on my shirt, new bits on my nerves. Comfort in my sense, not about me. Don't you know you couldn't do them girls like that? Thinking that nobody been a bye-bye. Losing your mind, baby. Can't be sure, not baby. Nice to meet you. I'm sorry, I'm just too much. Comfort in my sense, not about me. All I got right now, feel a taste of resentment. The more in my skin, it's all about the stain on my shirt, new bits on my nerves. Old nigga got curves, going back on my word. Damn, bitch, you like dirty. The stain on my shirt, new bits on my nerves. Old nigga got curves, going back on my word. Damn, bitch, you like dirty.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Miss VIP, and myself and my sexy diva, La Perla Negra, are in the love zone. Thank you so very much tonight for joining us. Diva, how are you? Don't tell me I'm having technical difficulties here. There she is. Hey, Diva, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I was like, well, if she unmute me, I'll put it all out. How I'm doing.
Yeah. Once the second computer acted like didn't want to work, I'm like, uh-oh.
Girl, you know, it's a lot of interference lately. These past couple of weeks, there's been a lot of interference in the airwaves. So I'm paying it no mind. It is what it is. I'm good. Had a little scare yesterday about my new arrival, new addition to the family soon. But he's okay. Mm-hmm. I said I'm gonna call him Aloysius the Troublemaker, and I'm gonna let him know later on when he get here the havoc he wreaked on our nervous system while he was inside.
Oh, precious.
Other than that, you know what? I'm good. You know, among the regular, the norm in life, bills and this life period, I'm good. You know, I'm happy with myself.
That's good. Well, Diva, tonight's program is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you could be raw? You got your Raw Links on, Diva?
Honestly, I forgot to put them back on, but I got it right here. I'm about to put it on right now. Right now. Because you know what? Sometimes it will, you know, I crochet, and I've been really, really like busy lately trying to fill orders, and it gets caught. Sometimes a particular one that I have has like a little crown on it with these little black diamonds, and it gets caught in the yarn. And but I'm gonna put it on now just to do the show in. Then it's gotta go back off when I grab my yarn again.
There you go. So let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, Mr. Larry Maddox, and otherwise known as For Real the Poet. I'm tongue tied tonight, Diva. I really am, and I wasn't drinking. But anyway,
well, breathe.
Shout out
to stop
you.
And breathe.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Diva, tonight's topic. Yeah, I didn't ask for permission, but I don't think he'd mind that I kind of piggyback on Poetic's show about a week or two ago. And it was called If Someone, If Your Significant Other Told You They Didn't Love You Anymore or Were in Love with Someone Else, What Would You Do? So the piggyback to this is, who stays, who goes, and why? So, Diva, what do you think about that?
Okay. I have a particular way about me. When I went through that, and I did twice, the first time I went through it, I left. But the second time I went through it, I was married, and what happened, because I was still in love with my husband at that time, I stayed, but I went numb because I knew one thing I learned about in life, if a person tells you that they feel something for someone else, nine times out of ten, they have been dealing with that person for a particular amount of time. And those feelings developed over that certain period of time. And I feel like that's a losing battle. That's a fight you're just not going to win. It doesn't mean that, okay, when they tell you they're in love with someone else, it doesn't mean that the love that they have for you has died. It's just that they have just, it's more like a, how can I say it? Yours has just been pushed to the side. With me, I just went completely numb after the pain, the first initial shock, because you know, you got to go through processing that. And then your brain is telling you, is torturing you because over and over in your head, you are hearing those words. Okay, I'm in love with her. I met somebody else. I've been seeing somebody else. These are the words that played over and over and over in my head. And I'm a thinker. I'm an overthinker. I internalize the fuck out of things. I can't help it. It's like a, it's almost a curse on me because I think so deeply. Mm-hmm. So after those words plagued, it was almost like they were plaguing me. I started to go numb inside. And that's where the depression kicked in. When I got numb, I just didn't want anything out of life. I didn't have any drive. I didn't really, I mean, I still tended to my children because I'm a hell of a mother. Ain't nobody going to take that from me. But as far as having any kind of zest for life, because I'm a bubbly character. I always have been.
Yes, you are.
I didn't want to do anything. I sat around. I moped. I didn't want to read, and reading is one of my, I love to read, especially a great novel. Mm. That is a love of mine, a passion of mine. I had I didn't want to do anything. I barely could talk to my children, but I held my head up because I always believe in protecting their mental welfare. But they could feel it. They could see it. Something's wrong with mommy, you know. And while he was walking around with his chest puffed out and his head up, you know, like it was nothing. I just was in a very, very dark place. And you feel like you can't escape from there. You feel trapped, like a door is locked and you just can't get out of there. Girl, I'm sorry. So I stayed. But baby, when I woke up and I started to see me again in the mirror, and I started recognizing this beautiful brown skin, mine came along with it. Wasn't just those words. What started coming along with that with him, because he's always been a very arrogant person. I used to wear the drawstring ponytail. I mean, always had hair. But out of convenience, and I like the classic look of it, but I always wore a drawstring ponytail. I put my hair up in one and I put that around it. But he would say things to me like, I know what you really look like underneath of that. You know, it takes a lot of courage to wear your hair off of your face. Shit like that. You know, just making me feel worse. Oh, yeah. You know, if you leave, ain't no man going to want no woman with kids already. And, you know, you done put some weight on. Oh, girl, he took me through the ringer. But when I decided to, when I recognized who I was again, that's when his health started declining. But instead of me being vindictive and leaving him in a bad state, I stayed and I took care of him until his last breath. Oh, motherfucker. But if I knew then what I know now, he probably would have died alone. I probably would have left him a long time ago, you know. And that's just...
There you go.
That's it, you know. What about you, Diva?
Yeah.
I want to know. How would you handle it, or how did you, if you went through it?
Well, you know how I am, right? Because I already knew my husband was dealing with someone else. And it was always... You know, around that 7-year itch, we were married, like, from 1990 to the year we had our daughter. And then daughter turned 4 years old, and I started getting a little suspect. And when I found that out, goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay.
Go. You go right back to where you just came from. So you want to stay over there or stay out hanging out all hours of the night? Go back to where you came from. And... At first, there was a little opposition, like, well, I ain't going no damn nowhere. I said, oh, yeah, you got a choice. You can go the easy way or the hard way. And see, I'm a realist. I people fall in and out of love every single day. And either, I mean, it seems to me that's the way of the world. You know what I mean? You're going to fall in, you're going to fall in. And either which way, I can't let that get me. So I just stay strong and I was like, get out. Because I was staying in my own home. And, you know, and people, at first people were like, what? She did what? Because, of course, he made it one-sided. He made it his side. That was mine.
Okay.
And then they realized when they saw they saw some of his family and his friends saw him hanging out with the one he cheated with me on. And Then they came to me and were like, we saw him. Because, wow, we seen it. I'm like, it's okay. I said, you know, I got hard. I'm not even going to lie. At first, I was like, oh, well. And then I realized that I truly, truly down to the bone marrow in love with this man. And it was no. And I think that's why the second I found out, I mentally detached. I said, oh, okay. Take care of your kids,
okay.
And I'm going to take care of me like I normally do. And, of course, it's stung a little. You know what I'm saying? Because normally the wife is the last to find out. But since you love someone else, get out. So there you go.
Now, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Did he actually come to you and admit to it? Did he tell you, or you caught it? You caught him. That was that night that you caught him coming in. How did it go down?
Actually, I didn't really do a caught in the act thing. He stayed out all night, and then when I questioned him, he refused to say where he was. So I said, oh, okay. Well,
okay.
Give me back my house key, give me back my car key, and pack his stuff and get out. And that's how that was. But see, I was finding stuff. I found a hotel receipt. I found baby clothes that weren't mine, my baby's. I'm thinking, well, who's bringing baby clothes in here? So I was wondering, were you bringing this out for someone else, or what the hell were you doing? So I didn't know, and I didn't care. But once I realized he was cheating, I was like, got to go. Mm-hmm. And that's something I guess I had to harden a little bit. And then, of course, crazy me, I did it again, and you know, and then I found out that after my second divorce, my ex-husband got married like almost 8 months to the day. I was like, okay. But I didn't care about that point because I was in a little something too. And, you know, but we decided that if we could part, you know, friendly, amicable, you know, we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, we're okay to this day. You know, we talk to each other once in a while. Hey, what's going on? And my child's father? No. You're sitting with us about it.
Okay.
So, my diva.
I have a question.
You have a piece with tonight, darling?
Before you get into your piece, I have a question to ask you because I feel a certain kind of way about people. You said people were coming to you saying that we've seen it. Were they saying that they saw him doing something, or they saw the change taking place in the relationship?
They saw him with another woman.
And they were coming to you telling you this?
Well, what happened, I kind of cornered a family member and said, okay, what's up? And they're like, well, you didn't know? No, I didn't know. Of course I didn't know. Would you try to play me, and you find clues, you know what I'm saying? So then they had to admit, like, I'm sorry, you didn't know. Well, okay, then fine.
Okay. Okay. The reason I ask that is because I don't believe in getting involved in other people's shit. I have never been the one to go run tell that, oh, I saw such and such and so and so, you know, this is happening, and I saw him over there, or I saw her. I just never believed in that. But I've had people run tell that. Okay, to me. Yeah, I've seen this and I've seen that. Why are you coming to me with this?
Right.
Why are you telling me this?
Right.
Because I feel like if it's meant for me to know, I'm going to find out. And I'm a firm believer in staying in my lane with anybody's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked tail shit. It has always bothered me. And I've had people approach me, mad at me, if you knew why you didn't say something to me, because it wasn't my place to say it to you. But I'm walking around here thinking that everything is okay, and y'all know what's going on. It was not my place to tell you.
Wow.
That hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
You know
what? You think you're hurt?
I got issues in my own relationship, baby. I can't.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? It's not my place. And there's a part my mother used to say, in the Bible, it says you never bring another person's sins to light unless it's for the betterment of mankind. And I stuck with that. I stuck with
wow.
It stuck with me. Yes, it stuck with me. And I just always minded my business. Child, please, my heart is a deep ocean of secrets that I will never divulge.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, you know, I can't get in other people's business because, okay, one time I did.
That
you know what happened? They wind up turning on me, okay? When
right.
I said what I saw,
right.
I saw him. Her man tried to shoot me. But never again. Never again. Literally,
right.
He pulled out his gun. He was going to shoot me because I went and told her. And I'm like, nope. Never again.
Hey.
So, you know, that pretty much was it.
Yeah.
But yes, I do have I have something that I actually just wrote about an hour ago. I think it was about an hour ago, maybe 2 hours ago. Yeah, it's something.
Hey,
it's
think it's all right.
Yeah,
I never hear
ready.
The mic is
okay. Thank you. This is called Tender Mercies and Gentle Expectations. Dear future husband, if ever you wonder how it was possible that we met, because I told the stars about you, and they put my shoulder under your tears. But let me tell you a story before I let you claim a side of the bed. I had to fade to black because I fell in love with someone who couldn't love me back. Telling myself, I can still fantasize until I get past this, without knowing how I could get out of fantasizing. Questioning how much a heart can take when levels of love energy fluctuate. I left because in the space where he was my yes, I was only his maybe. And my kind of love can't survive in uncertainty. So I wake green, ever green to every grand rising, still in possession of being open to love. Even though something in me died when I took a loss, I remain grateful for being broken. Because as I pieced myself back together, I recognized what every part of me was in each of those pieces I held. And now I know who I am. I stopped letting my gifts and talent rest like they were strangers to me, full of lessons, not regrets. I reset, taking charge of my challenges within. Stopped crying over spilled milk and reject, and grew into someone I could respect. No longer searching for real love. I am real love. So I don't hide inside myself anymore. I allow myself to be seen in the brightest light. But see, happiness is your birthright. But sometimes you have to die to feel alive again. And that's that peak. Whew.
You
know what? That's the first time I've read it. I usually read my stuff back to myself over and over again so I don't stumble over my words. But that's
right.
The first time.
Right. But let me tell you this thing, Diva. See, we used to have, we have last lines that give each other life. But I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I left because in the space where he was my yes, I was only his maybe. And my kind of love can't survive in uncertainty. Hey, now, what?
Thank you.
Hey, now.
Oh, yeah.
That piece, those lines right there give me life, okay? Because I'm not going to stay in uncertainty. I'm not going to do that. That's not where I belong. I belong where someone loves me, cares for me, will say they love me and prove it. They're going to provide, they're going to profess, and they're going to protect me. So if they can't do that, they don't love me. So there.
I hear that.
Beautiful
piece. I hear that, girl.
Beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Now, Diva, I want to know, do you want a song right after? Should I play a song right now and then we come back to your piece, or you want to fix your piece now?
You know what? You could play a song. How about that?
All right. Here you go.
Sooner or later, we'll wander.
Oh my goodness.
I love that song. I love it. It's mm-hmm. so sad though, but I love it. The tune. I'm a fan of Ariana mm-hmm. Grande. I really am. And that mm-hmm. song is just, it's so, so sad, but I love it.
But you know what? It's soulful. It's very soulful, you know?
It is. It
very,
is
very
soulful. Yes, yes. I love, and see, I love piano. I love all kinds of instruments, but percussion and okay, we're not going to get into all of that. we want to hear what you brought for our, to soothe our ears tonight. So whenever you're ready.
All right.
The mic is yours.
All right, this is New Ink also, and it's untitled. So, there it goes. I'm a realist. I don't cry unless it really hurts. So when you told me you didn't love me, love someone else, I didn't trip. The declaration, however, made my backbone slip a little. But I immediately straightened my crown, decided you could no longer be around. I'll not stay where I'm not wanted. I know you understand. Do you really believe I couldn't make it without you? You thought my mind and body was under your command. Now let the door close behind you. And to think, I prayed for someone like you. It's no one's fault. People fall in and out of love every day. The world's away. But know this. Don't let the green grass fool you. You should have never come my way if you knew you couldn't be true. The grass may be greener now. Soon it will wither away and die. Don't come crawling back to me. 'Cause you miss my wet, juicy heat. Just walk on by. The grass stops supporting your feet. She doesn't do what I did. She isn't even part of a team scheme. But none of that is no longer my concern. And that, you can tweet. And that's that piece. I try not to laugh.
Dang. Let me. Sheesh. I don't know what I want to play for that. I guess I'll play this one. Whew.
Searching for a love that can save me from losing my way. Light on me, baby, please take your time, I got you. And I'ma turn to your curves until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you. Than you've been through. All I need from you is your heel. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness. Supposed to be strong even when it's something that's hard to handle. Yeah. Sometimes I wanna let go. I keep halting right on the pedal. Light on me, baby, please take your time, I got you. And I'ma turn to your curves until your body say the words, don't you move. All I wanna do, girl, is heal you. Than you've been through. All I need from you is your heel. Reassure me that you'll be right here. We can medicate each other, no illness.
Oh, Diva, Diva, you know, you don't pull no punches
mm-hmm.
when you want to tell
no.
whoever it is. When you are talking, you come, you're so direct. You go straight for the bullseye. You don't go around. You don't go, you know, you just don't play. It's like, listen, this is what it is. This is how it's going to be, okay? This is how it was, and I'm not putting up with it anymore. And if you cannot bring this to me, if this is not what you can present to me, then don't even go. Walk on. Kick rocks. Do whatever
mm-hmm.
you do. Skippity-dip your ass along because I ain't got time for it. I love it. I love it. I really, really love it. The directness of the piece, man. That's what's up, definitely. Man.
You know what?
That's all right.
Eva, I, you know what, I attest, I give that to, like say, I learned from everything in life. I just learned. And when you go through substance abuse, not me, but people that are very close to you, and then you deal with gaslighters, cheaters, liars, and all of that, each experience teaches you a lesson. And
absolutely.
Now you know that once you pass that, nothing can touch you. It's like, okay, all right, well, see ya. And me, I just try to mentally detach real fast because I don't dig hurt. So if you're not going to love me, you know, you don't talk to me if you have no intentions of loving me. No. So bye.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's.
I hear that.
So, yeah, I can't.
I wish
anything.
I knew how.
Can't pull anything.
I wish I knew how to detach right away, but you know, I it's not easy for me to just release it like that.
Oh yeah, I understand.
It takes me a little bit more time. I mean, I'm good at camouflaging it. I'll hide the fuck out of you. You'll never know my heart.
There you go.
But when I get behind closed doors and it's just me and spirit, that's when I start releasing. But I pray for the release, and that's what helps me to let it go. Because if I don't talk to God about it, I keep it in, and it will eat at me. And child pressure burst pipes, I cannot, and I'm not stable.
In my
head.
We're
trying to hold on to shit. I have to release it, to God. Because, girl, I'm trying to tell you, the kind of heart that I have, when I give my heart, I don't give pieces of it. I either give you my whole heart or I just stay the fuck away from you. I just can't, because I can't do it half-assed. You know what I'm saying? So when
you
I
know
do
what?
That,
I mean, I got caught.
Go ahead.
I mean, I understand it. I understand, because first and foremost, we do. We tend to love with our whole hearts. We'll put all eggs in one basket. And then after every experience, you're like, wait a minute, I'm just going to put 10 eggs in instead of 20. Then the next one, I'm going to put 5 instead of 10. And all of that. And then finally, that's what happened to me. I just stopped, I just stopped expecting. So I'm still like, don't talk to me if you don't intend on loving me, and that's it. And of course, you know, flashbacks hit, you know, things hit, but what you gonna do? So you just
won't know. Flashbacks. Yeah, I have flashbacks, but the main reason I keep to myself, and I have for so long, is because when you get involved with somebody, it's an energy transfer. It's not just a sexual or physical. It's a spiritual energy transfer. And that you get caught in that energy, honey, it does a number on you. Okay?
Yeah, it's hard to break.
So, you know,
Diva, so with that, guess who we got on the mic?
Who?
It's my baby dear, the CEO of Epiphany Radio. Hey, honey.
Baby. What's up, for real?
What's up, baby?
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right.
How are you?
I'm digging the music. How are you, Miss VIP?
I'm wonderful, darling. How are you?
I'm fantabulous. I'm having a beautiful night listening to the music, the sounds, and everything. Hey, y'all doing y'all thing and whatnot. And the pieces were fantastic as well.
Thank you.
I heard Miss Pearly singing. Miss Pearly, you got it going on, girl.
Thank you. Oh, that's an honor to hear you give me praise like that about my piece, man. Make me feel so good. I have a high admiration for you. But that's what's
hey,
up.
That
Thank
was
you.
One of my most favorite songs too. I love that song.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, as soon as I heard it. I had to put that in my playlist. It's been in there for a minute, so I don't play it that often. But I think tonight was appropriate because of the topic of discussion, you know.
Yeah. Sure was. Well, what was the topic of discussion? I missed the topic of discussion. I heard the heartache, though, but what was the actual topic?
Well, I was piggybacking off of Poetics. Let's talk about it. His topic was when your significant other tells you they no longer love you or they're in love with someone else. So my topic was, so after that happens, who leaves and who goes and why? So you could talk about it or, you know, I mean, and I just say that,
It was, excuse me, I didn't quite catch that. What was it, the thingy? After they leave, do what?
Well, who leaves and who stays and why?
Who leaves and who stays and why? That's kind of a funny question, I guess. I mean, because if somebody just told you that they're in love with somebody else, I guess they're the person that leaves. You know what I'm saying? And it's not funny. I'm just saying, y'all be asking some crazy questions over here. And the person that stays, I mean, your ass stays because the motherfucker just left your ass. Come on now. What the hell's the question? You know?
Yeah.
And why?
Well, the thing is that, I mean, people stay in that situation for a number of reasons.
Yeah, people say,
you know, like financially, kids, but it doesn't work.
Wait a minute, but what do you mean by stay in that situation? Because you talk about somebody that's telling you that they're in love with somebody else. How could you stay in the situation they're telling you? You're saying that there's people that stay with that person that's telling them that they're in love with someone else? I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm.
The
people that stay in the
I stayed in my marriage, and it broke me. It broke me. But see, when I was married, I didn't have any guidance. I got married very young. I didn't have no guidance. I didn't have anybody to talk to. My husband had completely isolated me from people because he was just really a fucked up individual. So me only knowing really him, I stayed and I dealt with the assholishness.
It's just funny. It's not funny, haha, funny. I'm just saying it's kind of weird funny because I expect that if somebody's going to tell me that they're out the door, that they're rolling to go to that person that they have these feelings for. You know what I'm saying? So there's no room for staying in anything, you know. But I had to get a better understanding by talking with you guys what you actually meant, because to me, if somebody tells me they're in love with someone else, they want to be with that person. So I think that they would move on to that person and start a life with them. I didn't know that the other part of it was having a choice to stay in it.
He wreaked havoc on me.
Well, in that case, I mean, people do things for for reasons unbeknownst to other people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't know better. Sometimes we settle for because we don't know any better, you know. And we grow from the pain. We grow from the pain. Hopefully you grow from the pain. I think you've grown a long way since then.
I have, yeah.
You know, and, you know, I think we've all had a little bit of that done to us. And we don't know no better. But each relationship is a new class. So you learn a new lesson, it seems. It seems.
Absolutely.
So I don't think it's funny, you know, or I don't judge anybody for staying in that because we do some stupid things for love, out of love,
yes,
the love
do.
That we
love.
Feel. The love that we feel for, you know, even though we're receiving the lack thereof, you know, but we still do things in the name of love. There's been some men who stay with a woman that's been scandalous out of love, out of what they've been taught by elders, you know, or working on relationships. They try to take it to the church, to the pastors. They try to seek counseling. All these things they try to do under the conditions of being fucker. Yet still we love. Yet still they love, you know, or attempt to fix things. So, you know, human nature is fickle.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it nonetheless, it's very real. You know,
it is real. It is real.
It's fucked up,
I know that
it's real.
There's a lot of stuff that we can look back upon right now. And there's no way in hell we would stand for it with who we are today.
Oh, no. Honey.
You know
I'm
saying?
Gone. I'm
you
trying
would,
to say,
would,
I ain't even
no
giving
way
you
we
a
would
choice.
Stand. Okay.
I'm going to make the choice
so
for
we,
you. Bye.
Yeah, so we weren't who we are today, though. We weren't who we are today. Those things made us who we are today. But
that's
you know
right.
that, I know that it's a lot of stuff that we would hell know today. About, you know, so it's all a learning process. Hurt, we all should learn from that, you know.
It happens
more
not to,
you know, or most times just repeat it until you wake up within yourself, you
there
know.
You go.
I would,
you are so right. That's why I say things happen for us, not to us, and. The bad thing is when you don't learn from what's happening for you, when you don't get the message, you will continue to repeat that cycle and go through that process until you understand the message that is given to you. And then you wake your ass up because I'll be damned. I'm trying to tell you. I wish I knew then what I know now. Because I'd have been a bitch on wheels. I'm trying to tell you. I'd have been hellfire and damnation. I'm trying to tell you. But, yeah, I was a total different. I was somewhat meek back then, very docile. And I was manipulated mentally. That mental manipulation, when you do love someone, oh, honey. It's a very powerful thing. Very, very powerful.
Yeah. It's numbing. It's numbing.
Yeah.
Mind numbing.
Make my head hurt right now.
Yeah, the things we sit back, if we all sat back and look at the things that we allowed, and not only that we allowed, things that we allowed ourselves to be subjected to. A lot of time, you know, I stopped looking at the people and started looking at myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I actually stopped placing blame on the people and started looking at myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you notice after you leave one person that treats you that way, that spirit of that same person travels to another body, and you get somebody else that does the same shit, and you have to wonder what's the common denominator in this situation, and it's us.
Absolutely,
and what we attract.
Absolutely.
What we attract. Mm-hmm. Something in us got, you know, people see and they prey upon it. So until we change who we are and start accepting things and looking at things and growing, learning from the lesson that was just taught, until then, you find the same type of spirited persons.
Yeah.
You know, so I stopped, you know, and I really did, and I mean that. I stopped blaming, putting the blame on people, because it was me that allowed this shit. It was me that settled for it. I was the only one feeling the pain after it was all over with. They walk away and they look like they're having a good time in life, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It's about taking responsibility for the part that you played in it. So I know the part that I played in it because I gave it motherfucking control over me.
Even though the part you played, you do that. Even though the part you may have played in it was giving of yourself, you know,
giving
and loving under the guise of having love for someone. But they didn't love
regardless.
Us the same way we love them, you know. Love is something that's precious. It's a precious thing. And today, people just take too lightly of it, speak too lightly of it. Everything is not from the heart. It's not from that special place. You just don't give it away to everybody. Some people are undeserving of it. But we have to
that's
learn.
Green line.
Oh, trust me. I know this now. I see them coming a mile away, honey. Trust me. And you know what's crazy is because now I am not so quick. I have a saying, and I wrote it down in one of my pieces. My love is no longer like a feather in the wind. Okay. Because I used to have this attitude where, you know, whoever catches it, you know, they can have it. But it's not like that anymore. Oh, thank you. It's not like that anymore. I understand how precious my love is. My love is special. I don't care what nobody else says, okay? My heart, honey, I got enough to share with the world. And I know how special, I know how gifted I am when it comes down to loving somebody. And I just cannot give it away just like that. And people get mad at you for that. They really do, because some people do know how I am. They don't know how deep my love goes, but they know the kind of person that I am. And when they come at me and I turn them away, I just got called all kinds of horrible names 2 days ago, I think it was, because I wouldn't give in to this guy. He's like, I really, really want you, you know, you got – I, all these other guys out here playing games, and I'm trying to give you a chance, and does this and this and that, and I'm like, well, I'm going to make it easy for you, baby. Gone, because I don't want to be bothered then. You cannot make me just jump to you because you say you want me, okay? It's more to it than just saying that. And he came in my inbox and called me all kinds of, ooh, child, I ain't going to say. But I said, oh, you want to throw a temper tantrum because you can't get nothing. Man, all right, bye, boy. Block
you know,
it's craziness.
You know,
I'm trying to
you
tell
know, that,
you.
I don't think that's the place that you find love anyway, within your inbox.
No, but see, I don't look for love anymore. I don't. It's either going to come to me.
Yeah. Most of the times when you're not looking for it, it finds you, you know.
Put your ass like a ton of bricks.
You know, and then you got to know, but then you got to know which way to move with it, how to flow with it, because we forget what we went through sometimes, what we believe, because my. Lord Jesus, y'all ain't gonna have me talking my personal business up in this joint.
We putting you on front seat.
No, I'm just saying. I'm trying not to say too much without saying too much. But I'm just saying.
It's all right. We family.
How many times have we gone through something thought it was all over with, yet somebody else came in the picture and we found love within them for it to just be seasonal. And some things are seasonal. It should be enjoyed for the while it's in season. But you find out, you know, you wind up falling out of that, whether it was your doing or theirs. It's no longer in existence. Yep. We hurt, we cry, we pain, we suffer. Then we find someone else, and then bang, you know, you're back in it. The thing is, we got to find out why is it, what's the longevity? Was it the person? Was it me? And if they think we haven't taken time in it, there's a lot of distractions. And love isn't like popcorn. You can't put it in the microwave and it's they're all buttery and everything for us, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of things involved in, and we go about it so fast and so differently these days. You know, like I say, it's precious. It's one of the most precious things you can have and hold on to, that feeling.
Absolutely.
That you're in it, you know, that beautiful feeling, you know. That wonderful.
To be nurtured.
For real, you're about to knock us. For real's about to knock our socks off. I feel it coming.
As always. No. Always. Yes, you are. Don't say no. Yes, you are. You always do.
Yeah.
Leave us with our mouth hanging open. Like, oh, wow.
I don't know if that'll happen. But I'm just saying that. Jesus Christ. No. I'm laughing because I keep getting a phone call. But no, it's a deep subject. You know, it's one that's near to my heart. But, you know, loving someone is a loving somebody or loving someone, being in love with love and all those different things involving love, is not easy. It's not an easy thing, and I think it's compounded by the today. Today is different. Back in the day, the way our grandparents loved each other, the love back then, that good old fashioned love. Before all the technology bloomed, and you know, like I said about the inbox, people will tell you how they feel. It's easier to speak to someone miles away through a device, sending smoke signals. But when you up on that person close and personal, you know, it's even you can live in the same town, be dating somebody, but it's not until you actually move in and live with that person till you really discover who they truly are.
Right.
You know, your worst times, not the best times. There's good times and there's bad times, but as a person's worst time, can you still love them? Are they lovable? Do they open themselves up to still be loved? You know. It's just love. It's a complicated thing. It's a complicated thing. And so many of us live by so many definitions of it. There's so many levels of it. And, you know, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? You know, hold on until you find it instead of settling for something that's below what it is. And if you're not properly healed yourself, you shouldn't be looking for love. You shouldn't be looking for it.
You're absolutely right.
And it's different looking for love and longing to be loved, yearning to be loved, just like wanting to be touched. Not just anybody can touch us. They can feel us.
Lord have mercy.
Not anybody can touch us where we need to be touched. Okay? Because some people love that coochie. Some people love that penis. And that's good enough for them, you know. The love is deep. If you want it everlasting and long-lasting, then you got to go about it in a different manner.
Absolutely. Falling in love is not hard. Holding on to it and keeping it growing, nurturing it, that's where the work comes in at. You could fall and don't even realize your ass is in it, okay? But when you do and you want to hold on to it, that's where it gets a little complicated, a little bit mixed up and twisted, because you can be in love all by your damn self and the other person is completely oblivious to it. Or
yeah.
You can be in a relationship with that person and be butt crazy, head over heels in love with them, and they're not. You know, it's so many conditioning come along with being in love. So I don't think it's hard to fall. It's just, it's not easy always to keep it, you know, especially when both parties are not working to nourish it. Because what's nourished will flourish. Plain and simple.
Yeah, that's it. All seeds need nourishment in order to grow, you know. And maybe in the meantime, try liking someone. Try finding some commonality with someone. Try flowing with somebody. Flowing with someone. Enjoying the moment with someone.
Yes.
Until love finds both of you, you know.
Yes.
Until love finds the both of you. Let's just, you know, let's grow together.
Absolutely.
Let's learn each other. Let's take the time to do all those things. And not rush into it. You know?
Man. I totally agree. Sure. 100%. Absolutely.
Well, darling, where's your peace? Was that the peace?
That was it. Thank you.
And that's that peace.
That's that peace.
Can we get some more of your magnificence, please? Don't leave us like this.
All right. Well, I had like 4 or 5 different pieces pulled up. I stuck to this one piece basically for a couple of reasons. One, I got tired of looking. 2, y'all put me in real quick. And 3, I'm on the mic right now, so I can't find nothing else. So I have a piece called
That's what it's called.
It's called A Beautiful Ugly Piece.
Ooh. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Leaking heart. Heart still leaking. Still leaking precious memories from a wound 2 years old. Our temperatures once warmed grown cold. Traffic stopped crashing in to my inbox. Head on collision. Dismissal, your letter, return to sender. My letter, that shit hurt. Life, flatlined on a defibrillator, a ventilator, receiving oxygen. We used to breathe together. Lung transplant, open chest, heart. Chemotherapy, and so is poetry to a heart that needs healing. Together we wrote a beautiful ugly piece, so beautiful. Rhythms of melodic sadness play out through acoustic enchantments in my heart. Memories cry out, produced by this MP3 file. When the world seems bright and you're all alone, and you don't know why or what to do, echoes pain throughout my boom box. Just let your mind drift away and to paradise and face. Was there a song you once loved that shouted how you felt out loud? Well, silence is the sound heard now. The magic gone, hard to sleep, no sheep counted, just paper heart cutouts and the tears of a clown when there's no one around. No one understands, they never do, not until the song that they listen to and once loved becomes a broken record that they used to listen to. That bass line, the tremble, even the highs, the guitar strum, tears run like streams. You once ran barefoot and the light of a candle no longer has meaning. Its glow means nothing. Champagne is something you drink to numb the pain. Let's make a toast. Here's another tear for those who cry and collect those souvenirs like priceless things. The hell with celebrating right now. I'm living through pictures, fading memories in a broken frame. Friends, family, no one understands when it's your shit that's breaking. Your feelings dismissed, their insensitivity slips through their parted lips. Get over it. Get over it. Did this motherfucker just say that shit? Like we want to go through this shit. Like we like it. Box of love letters, lace scattered tears, eyes reminisce, turns out to be just paper with some old unmeaningful shit written on it. But I still couldn't bring myself to burn it. Those letters, fire raging inside says shred it, shred it, shred it and wipe your ass with it. If only I had a voodoo doll. I'd jab and jab and jab and jab it. I'd jab pins, needles, and paper clips in it and empty my staple gun into that bitch. This song on repeat starts over again, once again, plays again. Rhythms of complete sadness play out through acoustic attachments. Brutal are the strings attached to my heart. And I wish that I could have just one more kiss. Just one more kiss, tears and parted lips, glass full of champagne, but I reach for the bottle, raise it, and I drink from it. This bottle of champagne, I used to love this, but nobody understands. So forget about it. Just forget about it. For real.
Oh, my goodness. That was amazing. That had some anger in there, for real, for real. It was a lot. It was, hey, I loved you, but then you hurt me, and then I want to kill you, but hey, such is life. That shit still hurt. Man, that was beautiful, but it was sad. Eva, what you got for him?
That was beautiful. You know, you throw that song in there that I love by, I can't even think of the name of the singer right now.
That's Springsteen.
Yeah. I love that song. I can't help but sing it. To myself when I hear you singing, and it throws me off from your piece when you do that, but then I come right back to it. And yeah, it was a lot of emotion in that particular piece right there. It got pretty deep because you expressed how you wanted to react, the things that you wanted to do because of what was done to you and how you were left to feel. That was a pretty dope piece, though, as always, for real. You know, I loved it. I really, really did. Thank you for that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you both. That's like part one of a piece that's in my book, Poems of Life, Love, and Circumstances. Mm-hmm. Chocolate is the name of the book. That's part one. Maybe I'll give you part two sometime.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Definitely.
Hey.
That is definitely what's up. Wow.
Well, yeah, well, for real. So before we let you go, what do you have going on?
Hey, well, Monday night, every other Monday night at Epiphany Radio, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, is the Soul Cafe, hosted by myself, Miss La Perla Negra, and Poetic. And what we do is creative writing. The second half of the program, what we call Pick Up Your Pen, where I throw some phrases, and we all, listeners and hosts, create pieces right there, and we share in each other's creativity what allows us to move our pen, what moves our pen, what shapes our creative style in writing as poets. And we also talk about the delivery and performance of writing and poet and spitting spoken word. Also, before that, it's open mic, where you do what you want by bringing whatever you got and spitting that thing. Monday nights at the Soul Cafe. Sure, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you, hon. Thank you so much. We appreciate
you. You're welcome,
you.
Darling.
You have to work tonight.
You're welcome, brother. Yes, I do, girl. I'm going to work real hard thinking about you.
Ooh,
oh, my Lord.
Wait.
Okay.
I just took my socks off.
Yeah. All right. We're going to put you in the love lounge. It's time for you to go in the love lounge. Okay.
Yeah.
We sent you right over there.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Linda's on tonight.
Baby, baby.
She's missing Ben, so she can jump on you.
She is missing Ben.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
But, she's been over here tapping the red button. I already told her he was a little, you know, under the weather. And she was like, well, he ain't called me and told me nothing. He hasn't said a word to me about it. You know,
oh,
maybe you can go over there and console her a little bit, for real. You know, let her know.
Just a little.
He'll be back.
I ain't got nothing for the woman. She needs therapy. She needs to call in on Saturday. She needs to call in on Saturday to talk to somebody.
Right, to provide therapy.
Sound like you got some kind of issues.
Oh, my goodness.
I ain't going. If Van ain't messing with her, I ain't messing with Eve. That's how I feel about it.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I will not have Van sloppy seconds. He tears their minds up of a woman.
Oh, my.
Gotta leave this.
Well, going in there. Well, go in there and order a drink anyway. At least
I
she can.
No, I
order
something.
Man.
I'm all good. It's a bar right down the street. I go there.
All right, baby love. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Definitely. One mic. Just one mic. Not everybody.
Right.
One.
Oh, God.
Baby, baby.
Oh. Oh, Diva.
Hot mess. I love him, though. He cracks me up.
You can't help but love him, but
it's
crazy.
That's my buddy. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
He don't want nothing to do with
exactly.
I think we need a station identification, but yeah.
So, shall we speak it or shall we play it?
But you got it. This your show tonight. You got it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany, the Real Entertainment Network. And this is the Love Zone. This is Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. So if you're listening online, you have exactly a half an hour before the Block Talk lady cuts you off because she has no filter and we appreciate everyone who's listening in tonight and who's participating. So, with that, Diva, are you ready?
I'm ready. Who we got next?
All right. Next on the mic is area code 267. Who do we have on the mic?
Akil Ali, how y'all doing?
Hey, Akil,
hey.
How you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, man, I saw somebody left the gate open, so I crawled on in here.
Somebody left the gate open?
Somebody left the gate open.
Oh, Lord. Well, welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
Yeah, man, I ain't been here in a while, so I looked at the clock. I said, I'm going to call the Tiffany Radio, see what these good folks is doing. And Lord and behold, here y'all go, doing that thing.
We still out here.
How the weather out there? Because, you know, I live in Atlanta now. I don't know nothing about no Pennsylvania.
You know it's cold as a witch's titty up here. Don't play.
That's why I move. Exactly why
I'm
moving.
Yeah, but guess what? Guess what? When my time comes, I'm moving where it's permanently hot all year long, too. I'm tired of this.
I'm sick of it.
I'm trying to tell you, I'm not playing with this silly weather no more. I'm about sick
I'm tired of playing in the snow.
And although my little winter hats and stuff that I create, it generates some revenue, I'm tired of playing in the cold weather. Okay. It's time for me to be somewhere where I can wear a skirt all year long, some sandals, and a tank top. I'm trying to tell you.
It gets a little chilly down here, but not too bad. Not too bad.
Not like
up
here, don't. Don't even try to go down in the teens and below zero up here. So I know it don't get nowhere near that cold.
Nowhere near that. They be tripping when it's 40.
Okay.
I know,
I'm
right?
Good.
Okay, that's spring.
Just,
that's spring in Philly. What y'all talking about?
Yeah, let it go. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to go up to the 50s tomorrow, so I'm going to have the campfire. Even though I ain't got nowhere to go, I might sit on my step.
Laugh
at people a little bit. So what you been up to, Akil?
I like poetry, just doing my thing in the clubhouse streets and having a ball, you know, in
what
these Atlanta poetic streets, you know, do what I've been doing. Just Atlanta's like Philly on steroids, so.
Wow.
That's all they always have something going on.
I've never been to Georgia. I ain't never been to Atlanta. Never been there.
Man, this is Black Hollywood for real, for real.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what's up. Maybe I'll visit one day, but I've never been to no parts of there.
Especially on the poetic scene, you would love it.
Okay.
Dope cats down here.
Okay.
I sit right
that's
in. You heard?
I hear you.
Well, Diva, ask one of the questions for tonight.
Oh, yeah. We got questions.
Okay. All right. So the question of the evening is piggybacking, actually, off of a show that Poetic did a couple of weeks ago. And has to do with a person, your significant other came and told you that they were in love with someone else or they just didn't love you anymore. Who stays and who goes in that situation?
Who stays and who goes in that situation? Well, you better go with them. That's all I can say.
You better go with them.
Because I'm petty, you know, man. I will steal the Roku remote batteries, all the back earrings. I'm petty.
Oh, yeah, you are petty.
Yeah.
That's really petty. Yeah.
have a person walk around looking like, I know damn well my stuff was right here. What the?
I mean, hey, I mean, but women are smart. If they go there, they going to go with somebody, you know, better or can at least give them what they're accustomed to. So I've always been a provider. So, yeah, when that situation happened, I've been in that situation. It left me for old head with bigger wealth. So I'm more power to you. Man, man. More power. You better go with him.
I hear you.
Yeah, man.
I can dig it.
It wouldn't then come up with something like this. Crazy.
Well, this is actually piggybacking off of his topic. This is a different question. His was, how do you react if your significant other told you that they were in love with someone else? That's what the question was from this show. Tonight, it's just who stays and who goes. Okay.
Right, and it's a piggyback. So, I mean, you can stay due to financial reasons. I mean, I stayed for a minute in my second marriage. Now, we were separated, and yet we lived in the same home. Separate bedrooms all the way.
Mm-hmm. So, no, I can't do that.
Yeah. Hey, it was just that way until I got to where I needed to be. It was just that way.
I can't do that. I ain't built like that.
It got quickly taken care of after a little bit.
Ooh, you sound like a hired killer. It got quickly taken care of. He took care of
it.
You sound like a hitman.
Yeah. Yeah, you sound a little murderous. So, okay.
It got taken care of.
That's big fashion of him.
She don't play no game.
So, Akil, what you got for us to hear tonight?
Man, I got one for you. It's called, I call this one, I Like Your Vibe. This is just me shooting my shot for this sister down here in Georgia. Here we go. Oh, I like your vibe. Your personality is twice as nice. Allow me to invade your life. Miss Honeycomb Complexion. Yeah, that's all right. Her spirit, y'all, got me mesmerized. I see your aura surrounding you counterclockwise. And you got an orbit of goodness, miss. Can I pick your mind? Because I like the way you think. What do you see with those beautiful brown eyes? What are your thoughts that has you smiling all the time? Where do you go with your gaze into the skies? You can't be from here, let me tell you why. I've never seen somebody that fine and happy all at the same time. And I've watched you glide through the room. How everybody was taken aback by the surprise of you. Your mere presence is a gift. It would be my honor just to read your lovely lips. I know for a fact all your exes must be having a fit. Losing your attention has to be the longest trip, like falling out of heaven without a rocket ship. Maybe more like drowning in their own tears. Tell me why losing you wasn't their greatest fear. Who in the world would jeopardize this gentle creature? Did they even know her greatest feature is what's going on in her mind? Could we finish our conversation over a cold glass of wine? Tell me about the joys of having a child, because I believe my dreaming thoughts might just be your style. I don't run game, honey. I strategize. Put the pieces together of this puzzle called my future life. That's why I need to know every aspect about your favorite life. Now, this ain't what I be telling the other girls. This is a grown woman conversation that I would love to share my world with. Now I know why Popeye needed spinach. Got to be strong when you're handling your business. Give them a purpose, and I'm relentless. So kiss those lingering feelings goodbye. At that time, I'm the kind of guy that would love to make you mine. Second of all, I like your style. I'm so in love how you be putting it down. Forget those other clowns. Tell them all Big Daddy's in town. Yo, I'll be stepping to this. They didn't know you're a better man's wish. This sister right here is a perfect mix. She's a cocoa butter reason for a lover season. Her beauty is simply for teasing the flowers that bloom before man. She's the summer shower, not the cloudy rain, the contradictions of a brother's pain. So come on, sister, let me pick your brain. I want to compliment your good mood in every single way. Baby, I just want to see you shine. Watch your God-given talents in the spotlight. Baby, can I be your Jay-Z to your Beyonce? Perhaps we could run away like two starved lovers engulfed in our teenage days. Take this. I think you're the sugar of my sweetest time of my life. All right? Maybe you're just a honey dripping, buzzing for just my type. The kind of guy that would love to make you mine. You heard? Say word. And peace.
Okay.
Wow. All right now.
What kind of love was that? You see it in there? What kind of love? What?
Huh?
You see, what kind of love was that at the end?
I said, did you hear? Say where?
Okay. I thought you said that was the kind of something, the kind of love or something. Okay. Okay. You heard? I heard you.
Yeah, he heard. That's what's up. Nice
piece of
film.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, all right. So, what you got going on? You're in Clubhouse only?
Oh, well, Clubhouse, YouTube, of course, and Facebook, of course, IG. Yeah, we're a pretty big group now these days. But, yeah, all the live stuff, we definitely – and do y'all remember Jen Fatale?
Yeah.
Well, featuring her on Clubhouse tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. She hasn't – I don't know if she's been through Epiphany lately.
No.
Has she been?
It's been a long
time. Yeah,
no.
She told me, yeah. So I called her, and I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, like, come on now. You're too double for poet. So she's coming back just about the poetry, and definitely she'll be with us in the One Love Poetry Series House on Clubhouse. 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Come check it out. She got a lot of new stuff, and some good stuff. So I can't wait to hear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, Kill, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you. Bye.
You into the Love Lounge. Yes. So we got the favorite libations and everything in there. So you chip on in.
I know.
Chill. So thank you so much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Indeed.
All right. Diva.
Good.
Well, we are 20 minutes to the 11 o'clock hour. Ladies and gentlemen, as aforementioned, you are listening to Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Link, why the average from you can be raw. So, Diva, are you ready for the next call?
I am. Let's open the mic. See what we got.
All right. Area code 470. Who do we have on the mic? Hey, ladies.
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
Trying to catch the voice. Good. How you doing?
I know you didn't just say that. Oh my God. I mean, I know.
I did.
Hi.
Oh, we gonna do it. What's good with your murder? She wrote. How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. Oh no, I'm not doing fabulous.
all right. That
I am doing. I'm doing spectacular.
Okay, spectacular.
You can say fabulous.
No, you cannot.
I really can't.
He said I cannot. It's all good. It's all good. It's all right. It ain't even the word. It's what's attached to it. But I'm gonna be nice tonight. I'm behave. I ain't gonna go there because I'm good now. What's going on with you, Murder? How you been?
You know what?
See that beautiful grandbaby growing so beautiful.
Oh my goodness. I did not give her permission to do all that. And now she got a little attitude. I don't know what
she got. She got two.
Oh Lord, with all them curls too. I just.
What am I supposed
to do with that?
Make it do what it do. You just deal with it. Just
Adrian,
deal with
you
it.
Did not warn me about the whole grandma.
These things happen. Oh my goodness!
Yes.
So, Murder, have you heard? Right. You've been listening to the show.
You'll
be fine.
I have been. I've actually been listening to a few shows this week. Yeah, I just heard Akil, and you know, it's been an awesome show. I heard your little question. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about it?
They better get the fuck up out of my house.
Fuck up out of my house.
All righty then. Hey, tell us how you really feel. Okay.
Wow. Look, you know what? Like the past year has taught me anything. It has taught me not to hold back shit. So.
I heard that.
That's where we're going with this one.
All right.
I ain't been on the radio in a hot little minute. And somebody called me from DSR today and asked me to co-host the show. So I don't know if that's going to happen or if that's, you know, the dates or anything like that. I'm just excited to be called and asked to do so. You know, it's been a long time, but poetry just had to come back around, right?
Absolutely. Mm.
That's not right, because poetry is timeless. So, you know.
But I heard that Van has had like a little rough week or two. So I wanted to lift him up and cheer him up because he's such an amazing person. And so, like, in September of last year, he gave me this line. He was like, I'm giving you this line, and you can't write to it. I was like, what? I can't write to it. What are you talking about? So I figured, you know, just to lift his spirit, and I just wanted to fit this piece, but it's a little grown. I'm just going to let you know it's a little bit grown.
Baby, this the love zone. That's all we do.
I'm just
here
still
grown.
Saying it's a little bit grown. I mean, it's not like, you know.
No, don't
grown,
get
but...
new. Don't get new like you don't know what time it is. You better stop playing and skip that shit.
On.
Don't even try. I ain't going to let you get away with that shit. Don't even try. You better stop playing. friend.
All right.
You
well,
know
y'all, this is my friend, Van Meadows. And I said friend, and don't read into the poem. He's my friend. Okay.
Girl, why are you making all kinds of stalling excuses and stuff?
I
just look, the mic is yours.
It's been a minute. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. All right. So Van gave me this line, and it said, he said, I crave the scent of you in my dream. So I wrote about that. I said, he likes that J-Lo scent from the 90s. He said, I smell like I just walked in front of him naked, fresh, clean, wet. I said, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. He said he was a little confused. He couldn't figure out my heritage from my roots. He thought he knew till he seen my moves. See, I need no sexy lingerie and that swish, swish you hear. Nope. No stockings needed here. My thighs meet in the middle. Yeah, they might touch when they see each other, but that friction. See, that friction is just my heavenly body getting you ready, pumping you up with a single touch. You reach out for me, but I'm not done having fun at your expense. I love the suspense hanging on by a thread, and somehow you have made it to the bed. And I hope you have made yourself comfortable, because I turned around and bent over him. All I could do was grab my red bottom, 6 inches taller in the air, made my legs perfectly comfortable there, and you treated the bed as if it was a chair sitting there soaking up the view. I mean, but I'm the one that's dripping. Yes, I know it's just a few, but enough for you to want to eat me like a carefully brewed stew, hot, but oh, so tasty. And I couldn't tell where his tongue ended and his fingers began, so wet and silky smooth. So he moves closer in, so close he wants to feel me grow. And I've been sitting here ready to swallow you whole, but you won't relinquish control. And finally, I break out. Your beard is soaked, but you have no fear of drowning. I lay you back, climb on top, get you just right, then I stop. Cover your face. I embrace your bald head with my newly shaved calves, and I have both of your heads swallowed. And finally, you release control, and I have taken it. So next time, don't waste your money on flowers when all you need to do is warm the water for a perfect shower, because I am bittersweet, and you are chocolate. In peace.
Okay. Ooh, both. You said both his heads? Not just
both.
Yeah, both his heads. Yeah.
That's what you got out the whole piece.
No, that ain't what I got out the whole piece. I ain't going to get into what I got out the whole piece, but I'm just saying. That part stuck out. It just, like, it got on me. Both hands.
I told you it was a little messy.
I like it. It's good when it's messy, girl.
Mom, I'll be going to be mad. I didn't do that last night, but, you know.
That's all right. It's dope. I like that, John. I might steal that prompt and write to that. I kind of like that. What was the prompt again? I taste the...
The
what
prompt
was...
What?
Yeah, say that again.
I crave the scent of you in my dream.
Damn. That's okay. I'm writing this.
I mean, you
right
know
now.
That prompt had to come from Van, right? I mean, like, it was amazing.
Right. Yeah, that's classic.
And leave it to me to just turn it around, and because I wasn't thinking about sleeping. But anyway. y'all know me.
We used to it. But Don't come over here acting like you acting new again for my Atlanta Matthew. Hey, we ain't got to explain over here. You ain't got to explain nothing, Lucy. Nothing.
I did that for Van, not for me.
He heard you. I loved it though. That was dope. That was dope. It was sensual. It was nasty. It wasn't messy. It was nasty. I liked it. And you already told us what you got going on. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's good hearing from you. Glad you called. Let us know what you got going on, y'all. And I want you to kiss that beautiful grandbaby for me. With her busy self, because I know she's busy. I know she is. you say she got food. I wonder where she got the attitude from.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. She sure told her grandpa to leave her alone the other day.
He's probably getting on her nerves.
He probably was getting on my nerves.
They got nerves too.
I know she do. Cause she let
looking
you know real
baby
quick.
Nerves. Y'all gonna leave that baby alone. Nah, hey. Oh, how old is she now?
All right, Mary.
She two.
Oh, ooh, terrible tease. Oh, she's just getting started, honey.
Let me get out the way
started.
So we can talk about her all day and you know.
Oh yeah,
you know.
All day and all night.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna send y'all some pictures.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, I love you guys.
All right, love you too.
Right,
one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Good night.
All right, Diva. Our last caller of the night is none other than our New York Poet Laureate.
Mm.
Hey, J. Rob, how are you?
J. Rob, the wise son.
Hey. What up, y'all?
What's up? What is good?
Same old. VIP, you good?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, baby. It's like you fading out on the brother. I know you got more energy than that, baby.
I'm good, baby. I'm good.
All right. No fading to black on me. What's going on, Miss Pearly?
How you doing, Jay Rob? It's all good.
I will
it's all good.
What's
the old fellow? What's the old man say? I can't call it. I might spoil it. Ain't that what y'all say?
That depends on how old you think I am. I can say that.
I don't care how old you are. Don't get me started.
We had that conversation. I will say nothing.
It's all good.
And when it's all good, it's all right. And when it's all right, it's all good.
There you go. How was your day?
It's over, so I get to spend time with the beautiful women of the love zone.
Ooh.
I got love zone for
that's
you.
Oh, shucks.
Don't even start.
Don't even start.
You're in the love zone, but I was hoping for love Jones, but it's all right.
I told y'all, love zone. I'm in the love zone. I got a love zone for you.
Oh, now you got it. All right.
Love zone.
Oh, my goodness. So, darling, you've been listening. So what's going on with you?
I was going to lie to y'all, but I hadn't been listening because I had some stuff to take care of masonically first, so I was doing that Prince Hall Mason thing, and then I called into the show so that you didn't hang up on me like you did the week before. So I was like, let me call in early, and got a chance to get in. So I'm like, hey, listen, I know there's a time parameter in here.
You.
So.
one hung up on you.
Y'all just forgot I was on the line. And it's all right. It's all right. It happens. Y'all are busy. It's a popular show. And sometimes things happen. It's technology. Technology ain't perfect. These are people. It happens. I'm not mad at nobody.
Nobody forgot.
It's cool.
Ain't
you see, I called
forgot.
Back. You see,
nobody
I called back.
You better call back. Ain't nobody
I did call
you.
Back. I did call back. And here we are.
Here we are. Diva, give him the question, dearest.
Okay. The question is actually piggybacking off of Van's show, his topic from a couple weeks ago, where he asked if your significant other said that they were in love with someone else, but we added a little bit to it, or if they told you they just weren't in love with you anymore, who stays and who goes?
Who paid for the house? if it's an apartment, I can leave. I don't care. You deal with the rent. Who paid for the house? Because the equity, if I pay for the crib, mm-hmm. I'm going to just tell you, I'm going to miss you and think of you often because I'm keeping this equity.
That's fair.
There you go.
Get out.
That is fair. Yeah,
give me back my ring. If we're married, give me back my ring. Pack your stuff and get out. Get out.
You can't. If you're married, you can't just take the ring just like that. It has to be a. There's a process. And even
you
then,
just said
you
she told me she was in love
ring.
With somebody else.
But
let
if
him
you
buy
are
her
married,
ring.
If you're married, you can't. You can't just take the
she
ring.
She said she's in love with
like
somebody
that.
Else.
But
give
you,
me back my ring.
A, you signed a contract. Okay. You can't
I bought the I brought her a house and I gave her a ring. And you tell me you're in love with another dude? Cool. I accept the lesser role. I'm not that dude no more. I'm not number one with a bullet. Give me back my ring. Get out of my house. Enjoy your life.
Get out of my house. This person is so pronounced. You can't just take the ring. If you were just engaged, that would be different because you have every right to that ring, okay?
Jefferson
but
versus Collins in 1932, if party of the first negates the contract, then party of the second returns all rights and privileges. If party of the second negates the contract, party of the first retains all privileges. In this case, the lady said, I'm in love with someone else. Okay, cool.
In
I
what
hope y'all have crab cakes
law
in the morning.
Apply?
Give me my ring and get out of my house.
Wait, what state does that law apply? Because it can't be valid in every state now.
I live in the sexy city of New York, specifically the boogie down Bronx. Straight out of Harlem with the boogie down. All five boroughs got my back. And if she decides that she's in love with somebody else, I would accept it. I'd be like, oh, this. But then I'd be like, you know what?
I'll say,
okay.
This bitch got me. Okay.
Nope, we wouldn't even be there. We'd be like, she's telling me she's in love with another dude. I'd be like, I'm going to miss you. Give me my ring.
I'm going to miss you.
And get out of my house.
You cannot take the ring back.
I'd be like,
oh,
Orange Jones. Be like, I gave you things you couldn't even pronounce. Get out.
Damn.
Now you and that hush puppy shoe
wearing
fake coat carrying debit card bill paying.
Oh,
no 401k having somebody. Y'all going to live a happy life. They're like, don't touch that coat.
Right? Right.
Took us a kid. Who did you tell her at the end? Scat! Get him on.
Trying to get back that coat.
Oh, my God. You, ain't
you
got
and
no
that fake loving
sir.
Hush puppy shoe wearing somebody.
Oh, God. Y'all crazy. Y'all ain't got no damn sense. I swear.
Yo. Get out. Get out.
Oh, man. Wow.
Like, I gave you everything. Not everything. I gave you everything. Everything. Get out.
Oh my.
She can say, "Don't you love me anymore?" Be like, "Loving you is not a concern of mine. Get out. Give me back my ring and get out of my house."
All right.
And I would stick my dog on her.
Oh my.
I like.
Okay.
He instantly knows when people don't like me, and then he chases them, just like Barney Rubble.
Okay.
Hey, your friend.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You are crazy to hell.
I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord.
I've had my heart broken enough times that these decisions definitely carry their own weight. Get out of my house and leave the ring on the table on your way through the door. It was fun playing.
And the door key too, my
John. Huh?
And the door key too.
No, I can change the locks. As soon as she leaves, I'm changing the locks.
Oh, there you
well,
go.
You work fast. Right.
What?
Hey,
you keep a spare lock just in case that situation happens. You keep a spare lock in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Change the alarm system. Go to the bank and be like, "I need her name removed from my mortgage. I will, whatever pretty rates I was getting because she lived here, I'll take whatever is due me now." She's out.
Okay.
There you go.
And while she's walking, leaving, I will light a cigar and I will be smoking.
Then
will call me, be like, did she leave? I'll be like, "Oh no, you taking her back?"
Oh no.
You got my stomach hurting. Oh, God.
You're like, "You want to hang out with her and her kids over at Chick E. Cheese?"
Oh, no.
You still want to know her, Jay?
Oh, no.
Lord. Like, "Bro, I'm sorry you and your girl broke up, man. What you doing? You chilling?" Be like, "Nah, smoking out the window." Smiling the whole time.
Oh, God. Oh, my stomach.
This VIP, you fading on me, baby. Come on, give me some life, girl.
I'm here, babe. I'm just listening to you.
All right. That's what I would be doing.
Ooh, Lord, ever.
Okay. Well, you ride the wild, son. Are you ready to grace us with one of your pieces?
I just finished doing it. Oh, you wanted something else. All right.
Oh, that was empty. Oh.
That was poetry that I gave y'all earlier.
That wasn't. Ah. I'm not just taking that. You ain't going to do me like that. How you going to come up here? You going to spit some more poetry. Go hand me outside your door. I will be about to sleep behind a tree.
Girl.
I'm trying to
listen.
Okay.
I'm at 1136 Grand Avenue. Show up first floor.
Yeah. I'll be with a
ring the bell.
I have a double dare and a trench coat.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Give up
what I'll tell the police officer. Police officer will be like, "You know her?" Be like, "Yeah, this is about to get messy." Lower them handcuffs for a hot minute, player. I'll bring them back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying.
You got those. Lord, how are you? Okay. I'm good. So,
okay.
J-Rob, the wife.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
what
ma'am.
Did you bring to feed our ears tonight?
I feel bad about this poem because it ain't got nothing to do with that question because I still want her out of my house. But anyway. Yeah, I still want her out of my house. That's what I should do. Get out of my house poetry. No, actually, this is for the next woman after she leaves me.
Oh, this is a dear future type thing.
No. This piece is dedicated to the girl that found me broken when my other girl left me and I threw her out and took my keys and ring back.
Oh, that's the one that's got, that's the cleanup woman. Okay.
No, she ain't the cleanup woman. She don't get keys.
Oh.
She's got to take her shoes off and wipe her feet at the front door and get out. It's like 11 o'clock. Come on, I'm going to call you an Uber. No, you can't spend the night.
Oh,
do like I did
wow.
back in the 80s. Be like, you got to leave. My mother's coming.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to even touch that. I'm not going to touch it. I'm not.
What?
Look, I'm going to leave it alone.
Anyway, let me get into this piece because this VIP is fading to black on this baby. Let me give you this. Anyway, this piece is entitled, "'Cause You Are My Poetry." Did you know if all the oceans on this earth turned into ink and decaying trees turned into pens, I could write about you forever and never use the same word, adjective, nouns, or verbs twice. I could write about you in stanzas that would make other words jealous that they were not included in this looped in conversation about you. I'd give Shakespearean styles to your visuals, and I would write in Edgar Allan Poe's linguistic descriptions and give life-altering wordplay in the voice of Sonia Sanchez with the patterns of cage birds that are singing that even Maya Angelou would approve. I'd sit and listen to an African medicine tribesman describe how you heal through words written in ancient dialects forgotten but behaviors that continue to linger on. I would find papyrus and drain the Nile River of its ink while sketching poetic artwork in hieroglyphic patterns that would be discovered in its still wet ink in undiscovered caverns that is only readable and speakable to others of African descent. I would go back in time, borrow ink from the Mississippi River, and write musical escape plans for slaves that would sound like Negro spirituals in the fields, just so that they could speak in the language of slaves that were homesick love letters but are actual road maps with lyrics sketched in patch blankets pointing to freedom, just so that plantations would be swept clean of slaves to the point where no escaped slave could ever be found. No one would ever be able to expound how it was done just by singing simple songs of freedom to you. I would rewrite, lift every voice and sing and rejoice in everything poetically speaking all about you until the angels stop playing harp just to read the lyrics to this song because they do not believe how beautiful it is. And I would use the ink from the oceans to etch letters to you in the stars that look just like our zodiac signs, just so that you would know which way to go and that I'm the only one talking to you as you navigate the globe in search of what you and I called our love. And finally, I will put a letter in a bottle, throw it in the ocean that only you could open, that would remind you that when you found it, as long as I'm the ink, you will forever be my poetry.
Mm. Oh my goodness. I got a couple of first two lines, or maybe the first four, because it's all the oceans dried up and all the trees died to become tens or, you know, wow. I mean, wow.
That part right there, that's
wonderful.
Where I got
wonderful.
Oh my.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Definitely worthy.
As usual. As usual.
Don't be making me blush. Come on. It's just a poem. I bet. That makes
me. I'm just a sucker for love. Stop it.
Man, look. Your words make us. It made me just like, you know, lean back and slouch and be like, oh, tell me more about my eyes, please.
What did I tell you?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
No, that was beautiful.
Oh,
it was absolutely beautiful. I couldn't help myself. I was like, wow.
Right.
It was a really, really beautiful piece. Thank you for that, man.
And it's funny, I can actually do that voice.
I know you're crazy. Can't do it.
But
just do the voice. Do the voice.
I will not.
Do the
I will
voice.
Not.
Come
I'm
on
very
on.
Happy. I am very happy that y'all enjoyed this piece. It's one of my favorites.
I loved it.
Someone's rocking my dream ball.
I can do that voice too.
I know.
Y'all gonna
but
stop.
I don't know.
Y'all gonna stop. But yeah, I'm gonna stop.
Oh gosh,
help me.
Interesting monster. All right, I'm going to stop.
This VIP.
Hello.
There's certain voices from our childhood that I am blessed to be able to recreate.
Yes.
No, he got that down pat. I'm trying to tell you.
No, right? Jayvon, the wise son. What you got going on, baby?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Actually, I need to make an announcement tomorrow. Unfortunately, the Get Down will not be heard due to unforeseen circumstances within both Van Meadows' family and my own.
Okay.
So as we both prepare for mutual funerals, we're not going to have a show. So, but the one thing I would ask people, if they would please keep both Van Meadows' family and my family in prayer, as we are both dealing with tragedies in there without going into detail. But just keep my brother in prayer because we both could be. But next week, you better get a seatbelt. Y'all do not know how dope next week's show is going to be because we got to make up for this. But it's going to be.
Okay.
Please get a seatbelt. You'll understand when you come through. Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow night, we will not be here, unfortunately.
Y'all are always in our prayers. You know that. Without a bat and a lash. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You already know that.
All the time.
Every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
You're
no need to thank you for giving, love. It's for giving. You could give us a little voice, though.
It's so, having we disposed of the monster, exit our hero to the front door, stage right.
Oh, my God.
I can't watch this. Ooh, oh, who's got to be here? Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
That was so crazy.
I'm going to bathroom. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence tonight. We do appreciate you.
Thank you for actually having me. This is the most I've gotten to speak to the two of you in such a long time. I'm humbled by the opportunity. Thank you both.
Oh, you're so awesome.
Good night. Mm-hmm. I know, right? All right. All right, hon. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love and one mic.
Someone's rocking my string. Someone's beating my dream.
Oh my God.
I do not hide. I can't see who I am.
I can't.
Why am I still on? Come on, take me off the air.
Didn't close your mic.
I'm not. It's how she hosts the night.
I was messing with Jay Rob, but my actuality, my computer was messed up. It was messing up.
Oh,
oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get him off, and he kept on going. I was cracking up. All right, dude.
I love
my Tiffany
family.
Been a great show. Yeah, he's crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it, though. He's good.
Yes.
Diva, thank you for riding with me, as always, my dear. And everybody who has listened in online and participated tonight, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Just want to reiterate what J-Rob has said. We're going to keep both he and Van in prayer. And as we always do in Epiphany, because we're family. So with that, y'all stay safe. It's not over. Somebody thinks it's over, but it's not. Wear your mask and keep your distance. Diva.
Oh, yes, everybody. And just say everything that my diva just said, you know, keep all of us in prayer, you know. And, yes, Van. Mm-hmm. John, my prayers do go out to y'all all the time. But, you know, y'all are in the everyday anyway, but I'm dealing with what you're dealing with. And everybody else, I want to send out lots of love and light. Y'all stay safe. Be sensible about this virus and everything else that's going on out here. You know, it's contagious, highly contagious. So be considerate and sensible. And thank you, Diva, for having me. You know, I love hosting with you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, with that, I'm going to just say peace.